Let's try. You can take my monitor down just a little bit. Now you can bring my monitor up just a tee bit. Up a little bit more, just so that's good. Okay. Is that too loud out there for you, Will? Huh? Is that too loud out there for you, Will? Okay, Jesse, let's hear how you sound.
Celebrate the presence of the Lord, for He's worthy. Celebrate.
more time, rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice. Hallelujah. Somebody say praise God. How many of you in a good mood tonight? How many of you feel like praising the Lord tonight, huh? Somebody say, yee-haw!
So great, so great is thy faithfulness. So great is your faithfulness.
Somebody say, praise the Lord. Somebody say, hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. Everybody point your hand to this computer over here and say, be healed in Jesus' name. Or is it my book that needs to be here? Well, we'll try without it. Somebody say, praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say praise God. Praise the Lord. Isn't he a good God?
My God.
fountain. There is a fountain. Who is the king? Victorious warrior and Lord of everything. My rock, my shelter, my very own. Victorious redeemer who reigns upon the throne.
There is a fountain.
There is a fountain.
Glad that Jesus takes the first place. How many are glad that the Lord takes the first place in your life?
First place in your life. Thank you.
ready to go places with God.
I spread my wings, you carry me.
It's good to shout. It's good to shout. Kristen, would you receive tonight's offering?
Offering, amen. We heard a lot this morning about the blessing of giving and giving tithes and offerings, and we just want to take the time to honor God and worship God in our giving tonight. If you need an offering envelope, raise your hand and we can give one to you. Anybody else need an envelope? Well, as soon as you get your seed ready, you can go ahead and stand up. Ready, just go ahead and hold it up in the air. I want to honor God with it tonight. Let's just pray. Father God, we thank you right now for the seed. God, we thank you for the privilege that it is to sow and to give into your kingdom.
Yes,
Father God, we thank you for this ground, that it's blessed ground, and we thank you for the mighty things that you're going to do in this house through this seed, Father. We just pray that you would multiply it in Jesus' name and bless us tonight as we give. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can go ahead and bring your seed up joyfully.
Jesus. sweet Spirit of God. We love you, Father.
Come, Spirit of God.
Holy Spirit. pray it from your heart, sing it. Prophetic word here. Why don't you just keep playing for us? Is that all right? Hallelujah. Here we go. Come, Spirit. Keep the, here we go. water what the Lord does, He does. Doubt not the Lord, says, for even the deaf can hear His word. For what the Lord does, He does. Doubt not the Lord, even the sick can be healed. For what the Lord does, He does. Doubt not the Lord, even the weak can be made strong. What the Lord does, He does. Doubt not the Lord, even broken vessels can be carry water. What the Lord does, He does.
Come on.
Doubt not the Lord, He says even the dead can hear His word. What the Lord does, He does. Doubt not the Lord, even the sick can be healed. What the Lord does, He does. Doubt not the Lord. Doubt not the Lord, even the weak can be made strong. Everybody sing. What the Lord does, He does. Everybody sing what the Lord does. What the Lord does, He does. What the Lord does, He does. Written up here, it says, doubt not the Lord, for even broken vessels can carry water. What the Lord does, He does. Doubt not the Lord says, doubt not what the Lord says, for even the deaf can hear His word. What the Lord does, the Lord does. Doubt not the Lord, for even the sick can be healed. What the Lord does, the Lord does. Doubt not the Lord, for even the weak can be made strong. What the Lord does, the Lord does. Everybody say, what the Lord does, He does. He can God all by Himself. What the Lord does, the Lord does. Hallelujah, isn't that good? Thank you, Jesus. God is a good God, isn't He? Come on out of there, Brother Jesse. Hallelujah. Everybody say, what the Lord does, He does. Praise God. Praise God. It keeps getting better all the time, doesn't it? Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Almost makes you want to speak in tongues. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Well, Jesse, you're going to help us here. We need you to get a mic. Hallelujah. You know how to turn on that black mic, Brother Will? Hallelujah. Somebody say, go with it, Will. Everybody look back there and say, you be encouraged. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Why don't you go to that scripture we were talking about this morning, Brother Jesse. 2 Chronicles chapter 31, verse 2. Everybody open up your Bibles to 2 Chronicles verse 31. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody say, hallelujah. Glory to God. What the Lord does, He does. I tell you what, it's no time to be holding back. It's time to be going forward with God. Hallelujah. It's time to be going forward with God. Thank you, Jesus. I just don't want to have a crazy meeting tonight. Hallelujah. But I just sense the anointing of the Holy Spirit in this place. Hallelujah. And that's when your need gets met. Amen. Amen. My God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory. Amen. Everybody say glory. Let your glory fall. Amen. Go on and read that for us, Brother Jesse.
And Hezekiah appointed the courses of the priests and the Levites after their courses, every man according to his service, the priests and the Levites for burnt offerings and for peace offerings, to minister and to give thanks and to praise in the gates of the tents of the Lord. He appointed also the king's portion of his substance for the burnt offerings, to wit, for the morning and evening burnt offerings, and the burnt offerings for the Sabbaths and for the new moons and for the set feasts, as is written in the law of the Lord. Moreover, he commanded the people that dwelt in Jerusalem to give the portion of the priests and the Levites, that they might be encouraged in the law of the Lord.
Why don't you read verse 4 again?
Moreover, he commanded the people that dwelt in Jerusalem to give the portion of the priests and the Levites, that they might be encouraged in the law of the Lord.
Wow. Everybody say wow.
Wow.
Let's read that together, verse 4. Everybody turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 31, verse 2, verse 4. Ready? Read it in whatever Bible version you got. Go ahead.
Moreover, he commanded the people that dwelt in Jerusalem to give the portion of the priests and the Levites, that they might be encouraged in the law of the Lord.
Now, how many of you want me to leave this alone? I'll give you a break. We'll get out of here, or we can mess with it. How many of you want to mess with this tonight? No, I'm serious. How many of you really want to mess with it? This is a deep one. Amen. A lot of people don't understand stuff like it, but this is a deep one. Amen. But we can have it. We're talking about encouragement, right? We want to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Just you can sit right there if you want to. How many of you want to be strong in God and encouraged in God? Amen. Do you want? I mean, something happens when people get encouraged, doesn't it? And everybody look at somebody and point to them in their face again and say, you be. Y'all going to have to do it better than that. Y'all going to have to shout it out and mean it and say it with some faith. You be encouraged. I encourage you in your vision. I encourage you in your dreams. I encourage you in the will and in the word of the Lord. You be encouraged in Jesus' name. Do you hear what I'm telling you? I'm telling you, you be encouraged in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Well, listen, you can be, we're talking about different ways to get encouraged. Amen. And one way that we can encourage one another. Amen. We've already received tonight's offering, so don't get afraid. Amen. Hallelujah. But it says, listen, moreover, he commanded the people that dwell in Jerusalem to give the portion of the priests and the Levites. Somebody say, there is a portion. You got to realize that you've got a portion. You have to understand some things, okay? If you got a notepad, Jesse, we're blessed with a notepad today. Amen. If you got a notepad, amen, write this down. Say, there is such a thing as portions. See, a lot of people never get their portions because they don't have a revelation of portions. Everything in the earth has a place. Amen. There's a portion out there for you. There's a portion of whatever you need. There's a portion for you. And here it's talking about encouragement. That, listen, that if we want to be encouraged in the Word, how many of you want to be strong in the Word? It takes something to be strong in the Word. Whether you realize that or not, it's just practical. How many of you want to be strong in worship? Do you know it takes something to be strong in worship? When we're talking about being encouraged in something, it's like being strong in something. But whatever you want to strengthen yourself in, it's going to take a little bit of investment into it. You want to be strong in your body, you got to invest in some weights, don't you? And you got to invest some time in there to build your body up, right? You want to be strong in your mind, you want to have an education, you got to be strong, amen, and go to school, amen, and stick in there when everybody else comes out, right? Well, if you want to be strong in the Word, guess what you're going to have to do? Somebody say, make investments. So it said right here, listen, they wanted to encourage, that they might be encouraged in the law of the Lord. How many believe that there is a law of the Lord? That you believe there's a supernatural word of God? Just not things that come off the top of people's head, but there is a spirit, there is a supernatural rhema, there's a logos, and there's a dabar. Well, listen, we can take that same thing when we're talking about the law, that they might be encouraged in the word of God. You don't want the people that are called to serve the Lord, amen, to focus on anything else other than what? The law of the Lord, because the law of the Lord is important. Everybody say, hold on to the word of God. Notice that people get into supernatural increase when people found out that the word of God is important. In the book of Acts, they said, listen, there were people that came about in the book of Acts and said, listen, we'll do this. Don't you worry about this. I'm going to take care of the needs of the people, that you might give yourself continually to prayer and to fasting and to the word of God. Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord. People stood up. There was a man that stood up named Stephen. And Stephen said, listen, I want to help out. How many remember that in the book of Acts? And Stephen just started to help. So that Paul and the apostles and different ones could get into the word of God, amen, and give themselves continually to prayer and to the word of God. Didn't that sound like Stephen and some of those other deacons and people that God called? What did they do? They encouraged the apostles in what? The word of God. They strengthened them in the word of God. And when the word of God is strengthened, guess what happened? What follows the word? What follows the word? Always. Signs and wonders follow the word of God. We want wonders. If you want to see miraculous works, I mean, we got people in here believing for healing. We got people in here believing for wonderful signs and wonders. But I tell you what, it's not going to happen but by faith. And faith doesn't come about unless we have what? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing what comes off the top of Pastor Rod's head. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing whatever joke is cool today. No, faith comes by hearing, and hearing what? That means that there is a what? A word of the Lord. And that word is talking about the dabar of God, the grace of God, the rhema of God. We want to know what God has to say. And I want you to know that Jesus is still alive today. The Holy Ghost is still alive today. And God is still speaking through his people. Amen. Some of you, God's going to be speaking through. There is such a thing as the spirit of the prophet today. Amen. Hallelujah. God's not dead. He knows exactly what he's sent doing. Amen. Hallelujah. People get so surprised at times we get out there. And I can tell you what, you can call me a liar if you want to. Amen. You can look at me and tell he's not in it for the money. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But I tell you what, there is something. Everyone, you know, if we give our heart to Jesus, do you know the Lord literally comes and will drop a word in my heart just to speak? Like this morning, he just dropped one word. He said encouragement. And some of you that know me know that didn't come out of my head. Amen. But he just said encouragement. Well, that's the word of the Lord. And the word of the Lord comes as people meditate on Jesus Christ. Amen. And keep themselves centered in the word of God. But listen, he commanded the people that they might give the portion of the priests and the Levites, that they might be encouraged in the word of the Lord. How many want to see us encouraged? We want to see you encouraged. We can leave it alone. Y'all can be blessed tonight and just get out early and I won't be offended. Amen. Hallelujah. But other than that, you know what? If you want us to be encouraged, encourage us in the word of God. Did you know that's a good thing? When we sow tithes and offerings and different things, what you're doing in the body of Christ is you are encouraging the word of the Lord. Somebody say, don't worry about it. Keep on pressing. Amen. Don't worry about the light bill. Amen. Stay in the Bible. Amen. God's got a way. Amen. And he'll work it out. Well, that's how you can strengthen. Somebody say, strengthen and encourage people, ministry people, different people that are in. We are not looking to get people out of the ministry. We're looking to put them in there. Did you know that? Do you know we need more? Somebody say, you don't need any more. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Jesus is coming. Amen. And the more, the merrier. Hallelujah. But in order for that to happen, amen, we've got to encourage people in the law of the Lord. Look at somebody and say, I am an encourager in the word of the Lord. And I tell you what, you people do a great job of that. I want everybody to pat yourself on the back. This church, as small as it is, you might think, you know, we're not complaining. You do a great and wonderful job of that. Well, you make sure that we can keep our heart on Jesus, keep our mind on Jesus. We can pray and hear the word of the Lord. Somebody say amen. That's what it's all about. Jesse, why don't you come and read a little bit more? Did you learn anything right there? Did you learn anything about it? I'm talking about somebody. We're talking about abundance. We're talking about fruitfulness, and that will only come as we study the word of God, and what happened in the Bible can happen for us today. And we're going to find out. We're still talking about encouragement. What happens when people start to encourage the word of God? We talk about encouraging one another, and what it's basically talking about, this type of encouragement right now, is strengthening the word of God in our community, the word of God in our church, and the word of God in our lives. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Jesse, read on.
And as soon as the commandment came abroad, the children of Israel brought in abundance the first fruits of corn, wine, and oil, and honey, and of all the increase of the field. And the tithe of all things brought they in abundantly. And concerning the children of Israel and Judah that dwelt in the cities of Judah, they also brought in the tithe of oxen and sheep and the tithe of holy things which were consecrated unto the Lord their God, and laid them by heaps. In the third month they began to lay in the foundation of the heaps and finished them in the seventh month. And when Hezekiah and the princes came and saw the heaps, they blessed the Lord and his people Israel.
I like that word. How many of you like that word? Somebody say, teach the word, Pastor Rod. Come on now, y'all not going to leave me out here by myself tonight, amen. We never give you the option, amen. You want it, you got it, amen. Somebody say, everybody say, heaps.
Heaps.
Say it again, heaps.
Heaps.
Glory to God, didn't that sound good?
Amen.
So everybody say,
I'm expecting
to see heaps. That won't happen unless we realize, listen, that it is possible.
Right.
I've seen heaps before, amen, and I can see heaps again, amen. You know, the Bible is where abundance comes from. We're looking to Bill Gates to find out about riches. I tell you what, you need to open your Bible and look at some of these dudes. You need to look at Solomon and his riches, amen. I want you to know that God wants you blessed, whether you realize it or not. He wants you to have more than enough. God is a God. His name is Jehovah El Shaddai. Everybody say Jehovah El Shaddai. And what Jehovah El Shaddai means, it means the God of more than enough. Look at somebody and say, God is more than you need. Hallelujah. He'll over exceed what you could ever imagine. If you don't think you've got enough, you don't think God's going to make a way, I tell you what, God's got it already taken care of. He's got more than what you need. If you just get into the Word, He'll start to get it to you. I believe in prosperity. Hallelujah. I believe that God can do it. He'll blow your mind. It might take some time getting there, but you'll get there. Hallelujah. Prosperity is not necessarily everything about how much you got. Prosperity is not necessarily how much you got, you know, but you will get much, amen. Prosperity, the premise of prosperity is this, that you are free to be who God called you to be and free to do what God called you to do, that you, whatever God tells you, you can do it, amen. Somebody say, that's prosperity. God doesn't necessarily prosper people. What he does, he prospers his plan. And when people get the plan of God, they get to ride along with the prosperity of God. Somebody say, praise God. God will take care of his business. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God. Somebody say, praise the Lord in this place tonight.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Does anybody believe? Some of you were broke a while back. And you heard a message of prosperity. And God started to rake it in. Yes, he did. Hallelujah. Whether you realize it or not. Somebody say, well, all I got is $100. Well, what did you have before you got the $100? Amen. Keep hearing, you'll get more. Amen. God wants to bless you. And he'll keep you together. So say the word heaps.
Heaps.
So often, the reason why we have to teach so bluntly like this and use blunt words like that is because we've been taught the other side. You know, whenever it starts to talk about finances or prosperity and all this other stuff and talk about money in the Bible, what do you? Some of you remember? The widow's mite. Out of all these scriptures about heaps, they go talk about the widow's mite. She's the big example, amen, of increase. But I tell you what, Jesus had a money carrier. Did you know that? Judas was the treasurer. That means he had some treasures, amen. What happened to all the money that the wise men brought him? Do you know that was a big caravan? He had that before he even got there, wise men came to see the baby and they hooked him up from the time before he was 3 years old, he was hooked up. Somebody say heaps. Glory to God. Say, I believe in abundance. Whether you realize if you got just enough right now, God can do more. And he's going to do more. He's going to do beyond what your job can do. Somebody say, praise God. God will give you the desires of your heart. If you put God first, if you seek the Lord with all of your heart, God will take care of your stuff. Somebody say, thank God. He'll bring it to you. Stuff will start to happen. Prices will start to drop for you. And you don't even realize it. I had a friend with me. We went shopping. I took Sister Kathy there. Brother Dean's going to get mad when he hears it. We went shopping. Amen. But we didn't buy anything. We're just looking. We're just looking. Amen. We're just looking. Amen. But we saw a desk there, and I looked on the thing. That desk was $4,000. I said, boy, do I like that. Somebody say, praise God. You remember? Amen. Then it had a price tag. It dropped again. Somebody say, let it drop again. Price dropped down from $4,000 to $1,700. And you know what I had? I had about a dollar in my pocket. Amen. But I'm still blessed. Somebody say, amen. God will give you the desires of your heart. Somebody say, thank God. Well, I just believe God, just left it alone, amen. Come to find out, they dropped that price down. Somebody say, thank God. They dropped that $4,000 desk down to $100. Somebody say, thank God. I said, I'll take it, amen, as soon as I get the $100, amen. Somebody say, praise God. I just went to go look at it again and put my hand on it and claim it again, amen. Before I could even get my prayer through, it was already paid for. Somebody say, thank God. Didn't he have to come up with $100? See, that's abundance. You don't always have to save and save and save and save. Just believe God and trust God. Amen. So, the best way to save is to sow. Hallelujah. Somebody say heaps and abundance. God can do more than you could ever imagine or ever think. Somebody say praise the Lord. Read on, Brother Jesse. We got to get through this.
Then Hezekiah questioned with the priests and the Levites concerning the heaps.
Somebody say concerning.
concerning.
Every time he reads the word the heaps, everybody say the heaps. Now y'all got to say, don't you say it all sorry either, amen? So read that again. These people aren't understanding this. They're going to remember one thing by tonight, the heaps. Go ahead. Read it again.
Then Hezekiah questioned with the priests and the Levites concerning the heaps.
Everybody say the heaps.
The heaps.
Okay, go on.
And Azariah, the chief priest of the house of Zadok, answered him and said, since the people began to bring the offerings into the house of the Lord, we have had enough to eat and have left plenty. For the Lord hath blessed his people, and that which is left is this great store.
Somebody say, my goodness.
My goodness.
Now I'll tell you what, the heap, what was left over. That's not heaps that was delegated. Amen. Designated. That was, somebody say, the abundance. The heap was nothing but abundance. Amen. How many would love to have a heap of abundance? Amen. Somebody say, heap me up. Somebody say, hook me up with a heap. Hallelujah. We haven't taught this in a while, but we got to teach it because you got to know it. Amen. These are the last and evil days. You got to learn about abundance. The economy goes up and comes down. Amen. It, whether you realize it or not, jobs come and jobs go. You can't depend on anything but God. You better depend on the word of God in abundance. Say, I don't care what goes on with the economy. I'm going to have me a heap. Hallelujah. Read on, Brother Jesse. Y'all enjoying this tonight? I'm still talking about encouraged. I'm still talking about encouraged. We're not asking for any more. We already got it. Amen. But that's one form of encouragement. Whether you realize it or not, we're encouraged to do. We're encouraged in the word. And when the word comes out, keeps happen. Read on.
Then Hezekiah commanded to prepare chambers in the house of the Lord. And they prepared them and brought in the offerings and the tithes and the dedicated things faithfully. Over which Kananiah, whatever.
Just speaking.
Kananiah, the Levite, was ruler. And Shimei, his brother, was the next. And Jehiel and Azaziah and Nahath.
Just forget all those names and roll on.
And they were overseers under the hand of him and his brother. And the commandment of Hezekiah the king and Azariah the ruler of the house of God. And Kor, the son of Imnah the Levite, the porter toward the east, was over the freewill offerings of God to distribute the oblations of the Lord and the most holy things. And next him were Eden and Miniamin and Jeshua and Shemaiah.
Skip on down to 20, Jesse.
Okay. And thus did Hezekiah throughout all Judah, and wrought that which was good and right and truth before the Lord his God. And in every work that he began in the service of the house of God, and in the law, and in the commandments, to seek his God, he did it with all his heart and prospered.
Everybody say, he did it, with all his heart. And because he took care of God's house with all of his heart, what happened? He did what? Everybody get that word out of your... Prosper. Say it one more time. Say, I prosper. Say it one more time. Prosper. Amen. Say it one more time. How many couldn't swallow that word a year ago? It was hard for you to hear it. You know, you thought that was a devil up there teaching. Somebody telling you about prosper. That's one of them devils with deceiving gospels. Amen. You better hear it. Amen. Read on, Brother Jesse. 2 Chronicles chapter 2. 34. No, go to 34. 34. Verse 1. Now we're talking about the heaps. Everybody say heaps. What happened? He said, listen, we're going to strengthen, say, the heaps strengthen the Levites and the priests in the law of God. Somebody say amen. He said, come and bring ye. Oh, go on and read, Jesse. These people, we don't want to give them. Read on. Verse 34, verse 1. Chapter 34, verse 1.
Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem 130 years. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the ways of David his father, and declined neither to the right hand nor to the left. For in the 8th year of his reign, while he was yet young, he began to seek after the God of David his father. And in the 12th year he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem from the high places and the groves and the carved images and the molten images. And they break down the altars of Balaam in his presence, and the images that were on high above them he cut down, and the groves and the carved images and the molten images he brake in pieces and made dust of them, and strode it upon the graves of them that had sacrificed unto them. And he burnt the bones of the priests upon their altars, and cleansed Judah and Jerusalem. And so did he in the cities of Manasseh and Ephraim and Simeon, even unto Naphtali with their mattocks round about. And when he had broken down the altars and the groves, and had beaten the graven images into powder, he cut down all the idols throughout all the land of Israel. He returned to Jerusalem.
Keep reading.
Now in the 18th year of his reign, when he had purged the land and the house, he sent Shaphan, the son of Azaliah, and Messiah, the governor of the city, and Joah, the son of Joahaz, the recorder, to repair the house of the Lord his God. And when they came to Hilkiah, the high priest, they delivered the money that was brought into the house of God.
Everybody say what? Say heaps.
Heaps.
Say they go talk about money again. Keep reading.
That was brought into the house of God, which the Levites that kept the doors had gathered of the hand of Manasseh and Ephraim, and of all the remnant of Israel, and of all Judah and Benjamin, and they returned to Jerusalem. And they put it in the hand of the workman that had the oversight of the house of the Lord.
Everybody read that verse again. And they did what with the money?
They put it in the hand of the workmen.
What did they do?
Put it in the hand of the workmen.
What did they do?
Put it in the hand of the workmen.
Amen. He put it in the hand of the workmen that had oversight of the house of the Lord. Keep reading.
And they gave it to the workmen that wrought in the house of the Lord to repair and amend the house, even to the artificers, the builders gave they it, to buy hewn stone and timber for couplings, and to floor the houses which the kings of Judah had destroyed. And the men did the work faithfully, and the overseers of them were Jahath and Obadiah, the Levites of the sons of Merari, and Zechariah and Meshulam of the sons of the Kohathites, to set it forward, and other of the Levites, all that could skill of instruments and music.
Go on to 13.
And they were over the bearers of burdens, and were overseers of all that wrought the work in any manner of service. And of the Levites there were scribes and officers and porters. And when they brought out the money.
Everybody say money.
Money. That was brought into the house of the Lord, Hilkiah the priest found a book of the law of the Lord given by Moses.
Stop right now. I tell you what, they had so much money that they had to bring out the book of the law. Isn't that something? They said, that's a lot of money. Some say, some of y'all dealing money all day long and you never put the two together. Amen? Some say, there is such a thing as money. And that was an issue. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Say it one more time. We're still on the earth. Keep reading, Jesse.
And Hilkiah answered and said to Shaphan the scribe, I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. And Hilkiah delivered the book to Shaphan. And Shaphan carried the book to the king and brought the king word back again, saying, all that was committed to thy servants, they do it.
Isn't that good? Isn't that good? How many of you would like to see that happen in the body of Christ one more time? Amen. Everything that the body of Christ puts out, they do it. Amen. How would you like to have that? And amen. Listen, and heaps, somebody say heaps, of money in store. Amen. Keep reading on, Jesse.
And they have gathered together the money that was found in the house of the Lord, and have delivered it into the hand of the overseers and to the hand of the workmen.
Everybody stop right there. Say, money, is coming, to the overseers, and workmen. I want you to know right now, you got to look at it this way. Money is encouragement. And you're going to find that out right now. We're learning. We'll be talking about other forms of encouragement throughout, you know, the week or whatever we're talking about. But you need to know this straight up. Money, everybody say money, is encouragement. How many, if you believe in a political party, you want to encourage your party to win, don't you? So what you write them a check, right? And encourages them. It strengthens them that do what God wants them to do. Somebody say amen. So I want you to, if you want to be in it, you don't have to flow in that vein. You don't have to flow in that vein. But if you want to encourage something, somebody say, finance it. Hallelujah. Everybody say money five times. That's an easy one. We're looking for practical ways. We're looking for practical ways to do some. We say, you can help. Somebody say, amen. You can help. Amen. You can finance. Amen. You can pray. You can witness. You can do all of those things to encourage. And we want to encourage. Somebody say, amen. The work of the Lord in our geographic area. Read on, Jesse.
Then Shaphan the scribe told the king, saying, Hilkiah the priest hath given me a book. And Shaphan read it before the king. And it came to pass, when the king had heard the words of the law, that he rent his clothes. And the king commanded Hilkiah and Akam the son of Shaphan, and Abdon the son of Micah, and Shaphan the scribe, and Isaiah a servant of the king, saying, Go inquire of the Lord for me, and for them that are left in Israel and in Judah, concerning the words of the book that is found. For great is the wrath of the Lord that is poured out upon us, because our fathers have not kept the word of the Lord, to do after all that is written in this book. And Hilkiah and they that the king had appointed went to Huldah, the prophetess.
Everybody say prophetess.
Prophetess.
Okay, keep reading on.
The wife of Shallum, the son of Tikvath, the son of Hezra, the keeper of the wardrobe, and they spake to her to that effect. And she answered them, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, Tell ye the man that sent you to me, Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will bring evil upon this place, and upon the inhabitants thereof, even all the curses that are written in the book, which they have read before the king of Judah, because they have forsaken me, and have burnt incense unto other gods, that they might provoke me to anger with all the works of their hands. Therefore my wrath shall be poured out upon this place, and shall not be quenched. And as for the king of Judah, who sent you to inquire of the Lord, so shall ye say unto him, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel concerning the words which thou hast heard. Because thine heart was tender, and thou didst humble thyself before God, when thou heardest his words against this place, and against the inhabitants thereof, and humbled thyself before me, and did rend thy clothes, and weep before me, I have even heard thee also, saith the Lord. Behold, I will gather thee to thy fathers, and thou shalt be gathered to thy grave in peace, neither shall thine eyes see all the evil that I will bring upon this place, and upon the inhabitants of the same. So they brought the king word again. And the king sent and gathered together all the elders of Judah and Jerusalem. And the king went up into the house of the Lord, and all the men of Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and the priests, and the Levites, and all the people, great and small. And he read in their ears all the words of the book of the covenant that was found in the house of the Lord. And the king stood in his place, and made a covenant before the Lord to walk after the Lord, and to keep his commandments and his testimonies and his statutes with all his heart and with all his soul, to perform the words of the covenant which were written in the book. And he caused all that were present in Jerusalem and Benjamin to stand to it. And the inhabitants of Jerusalem did according to the covenant of God, and God, the God of their fathers. And Josiah took away all the abominations out of the countries that pertained to the children of Israel, and made all that were present in Israel to serve, even to serve the Lord their God. And all his days they departed not from following the Lord, the God of their fathers.
Keep reading, 35:1.
Moreover, Josiah kept a Passover unto the Lord in Jerusalem, and they killed the Passover on the 14th day of the first month. And he set the priests in their charges, and encouraged them to the service of the house of the Lord.
That's what I want right there. Say, he encouraged them.
He encouraged them
to the service.
To the service
of the house of the Lord. All right, Jesse, you can sit down right there. That's a lot of reading, wasn't it? But we had to pick it up because we're learning about encouragement. How many want to be professional encouragers? So you want to use every vessel and every tool you can possibly use to be an encourager. Amen. People need encouragement. Amen. We've got a work to do. You've got a work to do. We were working together to get something done. Amen. And so I didn't go through there. What do I want to do? When I get a word from the Lord of what I want to teach, I go and hit it all. I go through the beginning. I get out my thing and I look up in discouragement, dismayed, encouragement, any type of courage you can possibly imagine. And this teaching popped up tonight that one way that we can encourage one another, amen, is that when they encourage, when people sowed, it brought encouragement to the word of the Lord. Encouragement gives strength and increase. Somebody say increase. You got. There are some exhorters in here, and there are some people that have the gift of exhortation and the gift of encouragement. Amen. And you got to realize what that gift produces and what that gift can do. How many see a good thing going on? You see God wanting to do something. Amen. I sense God wants to do something. Well, it takes another gift to get behind that gift. Amen. And make it what? Stronger and more bold. Amen. Some say, I am an encourager. Amen. And one way that I can encourage is by helping. We learned that this morning, right? By helping, by using the words of my mouth, we learn what encouragement can do. But also, you can encourage also by sowing. And now, isn't that good? We got that out of the way. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Say hallelujah. Shout it out. Don't get mad at me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, do you want something for you? That was a rough one. Okay, can I have 9 minutes? 10 minutes. You get out of here at 9. I'll get you out of here. Amen. Or do y'all want to leave it right off at that? That's a rough note. Amen. Something you can do. But I want you to know something else. Samuel chapter 29, verse 11. Go there. 1 Samuel chapter 29, verse 11. So David and his men rose up early to depart into the morning to return into the land of the Philistines. And the Philistines went into Jezreel. And it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire and had taken the women captive and were therein they slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. How would you like to have somebody come in and take something from you that belongs to you? How have you ever had anybody take something that belongs to you? You got to realize that we can take, listen, whenever you hear of wives in the Bible, wives or brides in the Bible, you can also reference that some kind of way to church. The church is the bride of Christ, right? Well, I read this scripture right here, and if I look at it with a little bit of insight, it's like the church today. It's like the church today. We've allowed the enemy to get into the church and take it captive. So it's no longer what God desires it to be. It doesn't have the power that it needs to have. It's been taken captive. They didn't kill it. They just took it away. But we want it back. How many want to go over there and take back what the devil stole? Listen, I want that church. I want to see the same things that they saw in the book of Acts. That's after Jesus died and rose again. Amen. How many want to see some of that? Well, we've got to get courage. Everybody say courage. To go back and take the church back and put it where it needs to be. Somehow you like want to go on the devil's territory and take it back again. We've allowed religious people to grab a hold of the church and get an authority, and they've got that thing so locked up and so blocked up, it's going to take people of strong courage, amen, to get over there and pull it back over and put it where it needs to be. Somebody say, thank God. Hallelujah. Now listen, one way, now we're not just talking about the encouragement of finance or the encouragement of health. There's another type of encouragement that I want to talk to you right now. How many want to get that? This is the kind of encouragement that will make you strong and courageous to go back and take away things that the devil took from you. How many want courage to go back and get your stuff back? You can have courage to go back and get your healing. You can go back and get your health. You can go back and get your money. You can go back and get your life put back together again. In order to do that, you're going to need to have some kind of courage. Whatever the devil had, you know he stole it from you. When God kicked Satan out of heaven, he didn't send him with any provision. Did you know that? He just sent him down here. He's just hanging out. He gave man all the authority of the earth. Whatever the devil had, he got it from you. If the devil's loaded, it's somebody's stuff that he stole. So I'm going to say praise God. You need to get authority and boldness. You go back there and find the Bible and find out what the devil had. He didn't get to have the horn he played up there. They sent him out and didn't give him any provision whatsoever. He didn't get any alimony. He got absolutely nothing. Whatever the devil has right now, he stole it from some dummy. So I'm going to say, praise the Lord. He stole it from somebody that wasn't walking in the light, somebody that wasn't walking in the will of God. Amen. Wicked people lose things. Everybody say it. Wicked people lose things. Now, in the last day, the Bible tells us, listen, the wealth of the wicked is stored up for who? Come on, say, the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. Where is it stored? Where is it stored? The wealth that the devil stole from the wicked, he's got it in store for the righteous that are going to get bold and courageous and take it back from the devil. Oh, you people are just looking at me crazy. Do you think God's just going to let you go and take some money out of somebody's bank? No, that would be stealing. Listen, there are a lot of wicked people that lost a lot of things in life to the devil. And it's not God's desire that the devil get to keep it. Amen. Say, I'm going to go and take back everything the devil stole. So when it says the wealth of the wicked, it's stored up for the righteous. Listen, some wicked person was doing a dumb thing and lost everything they had. And the devil's got it. They did this dumb deal, and it's all gone. And it's all stored up somewhere in some demonic place. Amen. But God's looking for some courageous people that will learn to live right. Amen. And start to flip some of that resources over to them. Some say the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. And there's an encourage. There's a courage that you can have, and you can go and get it if you want it. Somebody say praise the Lord. I got 5 minutes. I'm trying to rush here. Amen. So David and his men, when they came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and sons and daughters were taken captive. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voices and wept until they had no more power to weep. Somebody say, no more power to weep. It's a shame when people cry, they think crying's going to give them power. They lost even power to cry. Say, crying does not give you strength. It just drains your strength. Amen. There are a lot of people that got some situations in their life right now. If you just stop crying about it, you'd have a little bit of strength to get up out of that mess. Amen. You got to get to the point to where you wipe the tears out of your eyes and say, listen, I'm tired of being here. God, help me out. Somebody say amen. It was like the little man at the pool of Bethesda. He was sitting there and he said, listen, you know, Jesus was walking by and the man was begging Jesus, help me, help me, help me. He said, everybody, every time the water's troubled, no one would come to get me in the water. Oh, poor me. Nobody will help me. I'm just here all by myself. Somebody say, stop crying about your problems and take courage. Wipe the tears out of your eyes and put the word in your heart. Amen. Amen. Don't weep it, word it. Amen. There are so many people. Rex, you remember how your wife got so mad at me, your ex got so mad at me because she would cry every service. Just cry, 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 cry. And I said, listen, I don't want to see you cry anymore. Amen. You need to wipe the tears out of your eyes and start to believe God. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. So here they are crying. Here they are crying right here. And their voice went, and they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captive. He should have left them there. Amen. And Abigail, the wife of Nabal, the Carmelite, and David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him because the soul of the people was grieved. People will turn on you quick, won't they? Every man for his son and for his daughter. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Somebody say, praise the Lord. When you get stuff stolen from you, it's no time to cry about it. It's time to encourage yourself in the Lord your God. Somebody say, build yourself up in the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. How many need some encouragement? Amen. How many had some stuff taken from you? You need to buckle up then. Amen. You need to encourage yourself in the Lord so you can go and get your stuff back. But you're not going to go back and get yourself until you encourage yourself first of all. Amen. You're believing God for your healing. What do you got to do to get that healing? First of all, you've got to take courage. Before Jesus did anything, he said, listen, fear not. Amen. He will handle your fear before he does anything else. He will tell you to have courage. God's going to do great things for you. Somebody say, praise God. So first you got to get your faith and you got to get your courage, and then God will move. Amen. David, when David saw this terrible situation going on, this impossibility, he wiped the tears from his eyes. And what did he do? He encouraged himself in the Lord. How many want to learn, know how to be, encourage yourself in the Lord? How many want some faith that'll get your stuff back? I'm not going to go any farther tonight, but I just want you to know we're going to be talking probably on Wednesday night. I'm going to butt into your evangelism course, and we're going to be talking about ways to encourage ourselves in the Lord, because there's some miracles out there for you. There are some miracles out there for you. There are some things out there that God wants you to have. I believe God. Amen. And you got to have faith to go out there and get it. Amen. But the devil just beats us and beats us and beats us to where we can't expect anything. But God's going to tell you to go buckle yourself back up again. Amen. Go back out there to war. Amen. You'll win if you hold on a little bit longer. So there are several ways that you can encourage yourself in the Lord. We talked about encouraging the word of the Lord. Amen. How you can encourage the word of the Lord in your community by sowing. Amen. We talked about how you can encourage your fellow Christian workers this morning. Amen. By helping them out and saying a good word. But now we're talking about how to encourage you to go back and get what the devil stole from you. How many want your courage back to get back on the horse again? Amen. How many want your courage back? Some of you feel like giving up, felt like quitting. Amen. Some of you already quit and just didn't know it. Amen. You're on the wrong path. Amen. You need to get your courage back. You need to get your boldness back. Amen. Say, I will be set free. Everything will be all right. Amen. And we're going to learn from David's example. Amen. How he encouraged himself. Hallelujah. In the Holy Ghost. And got what God wanted him to have. Somebody say, thank God. Woohoo. Thank you. And after David encouraged himself, he went out there and won. He went out there and won and brought it all back. Hallelujah. He brought back more than what he lost. And he said, it's all mine, too. We're going to find that out. Somebody say, I'm going to get my courage. I'm going to get out there and bring back everything the devil stole from me. Hallelujah. See, when you learn to counsel people and you get to counseling people and people go to you for help, amen, what you got to do is say, listen, we're going to cry for a bit, amen, but after that, we're going to wipe the tears out of our eyes. We're going to build our confidence back up. Amen. Amen. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I'm telling you that right now. Don't settle for less. Amen. Some of you have had some things happen in your life that has distressed you, that has tormented you. It's got your mind going every little which way, but God wants to restore you completely and put it all back together again. He'll give you your joy back. He'll give you your peace back. Amen. He'll give you pep in your step again. God will fix it if you let him, but you just need to have that confidence. Amen. Amen. That comes from hearing the word of God. Why don't you stand up right where you are and just start to pray in the Holy Ghost for 3 minutes. Amen. If you can't pray in the Holy Ghost, you're on your way to hell. No, I'm joking. Amen. Amen. It's good to pray in the Holy Ghost. It's good to pray. How many of you want God to help you out? You know, I believe that there really is a God. There really is a God. There is a God, and God is out there to help you. He wants to do something for you this week. Amen. He wants to do something more for you than just let you into heaven when you die. Glory to God. God wants to do something for you now. Glory to God. He's not just Jesus in the sweet by and by. He's the Jesus in the here right now. Amen. God wants to work things out for you right now. He's doing it for you. Amen. Somebody say, do it all, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. Don't wait to get to heaven before you get all of your blessing, get all your stuff. Be blessed right here. Be blessed right now. Loose God over your life. Loose him over your finances. Loose him over your body. Get everything God has for you. Don't let the devil defeat you another day, another week. I speak victory over you this week in Jesus' name. I speak abundance over you. I speak courage over you. I speak faith over you. I speak a good confession over you. Say, I'm going to overcome in Jesus' name. Say it one more time. I will overcome in Jesus' name. And I declare right now, say it, I declare right now, and I speak it with my mouth, that I'll have a brighter day tomorrow, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Just pray in the Holy Ghost and just start to meditate and just start to believe God and start to find that difficult situation. Amen. Hallelujah. See, you've had to take a break from some things. Amen. And you said, I'm going to leave it alone, forget it. No, God said, no, he's ready to speak life into that dead thing in you. Hallelujah. It's not over. Praise God. God's a God that calls things that are not even as they are. Somebody say, praise the Lord. God's going to build your confidence back up again. Uko shala mandi kestera de bush stere rada de istele bada da ashtina. See, that was the words you prophesied about a while back. Jesse had a word even before all this stuff came out. He said, God said something about confidence. He said something about confidence. God had talked to Jesse about God wanting to restore our confidence once again. Y'all remember that? We shared it with you. Amen. Well, this is one way that we'll receive that confidence once again, by receiving the courage of the Lord. Hallelujah. So you say, my weakness dissipates in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I am strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Don't limit yourself this week to only what you can do. Loose God. Loose the Spirit of God over your life. Amen. And watch what he can do in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. How many glad you got more faith than you had last week? How many glad got more faith than you had last week? Amen. And it's going to get much better than that. Amen. Why? Because we're going to start to encourage one another. Amen. We're going to start to encourage one another in every way, with our words and in every area that we have to go into. Amen. And you're going to be what God wants you to be. Amen. You can encourage people into their healing. Amen. You can encourage people into a job. Amen. You can encourage people anywhere you think they need to be. Amen. Anything that people are too weak to accomplish, it means that they just need your encouragement. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Pray for somebody this week. It's only 9:06. Find somebody to pray for and just pray for them. And then when the Holy Ghost told you to do something in an area, do something in that area. Postcard. Amen. A postcard. And as we do that right before we go, I just feel led to pray for Brother Russ Taft. Some of you don't know who he is. Amen. But when I heard the word Hezekiah tonight, I heard him sing the word Hezekiah when we read about Hezekiah tonight. So everybody just stretch your hands, heart to heaven right now and just start to pray in the Holy Ghost. Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, we pray for Brother Russ Taft, wherever he may be, in the name of Jesus. We pray for total restoration in the name of Jesus. Father God, we call the anointing of his life back into where you desire it to be, Father God. We put him right back on the right path, Father God. He hears your voice. Father God, if Brother Russ Taft is having any difficulty right now, Father God, I pray that by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, you'd send people of faith to him like you did for Mylon Lefevre, Father God. Send people of faith. Send people of faith to him right now in the name of Jesus. And I declare, Father God, this will be the year of his supernatural deliverance. This will be the year of deliverance, Father God. And Father God, you'll do better than what you did before in his life, Father God. You'll put him back on top in Jesus' name, Father God, but this time with an anointing that won't falter in Jesus' name, a greater anointing in the name of Jesus. And I pray that, Father, that you would restore every year that the devil stole from him in Jesus' name. Father God, I pray that you would place people of encouragement around about him in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray for Amy Grant right now in the name of Jesus. I pray that she'd repent and get saved. Hallelujah, and come on back into the sheepfold in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, Father, save your people in the name of Jesus. Save them in the name of Jesus. Bring them back home in the name of Jesus. Father God, call every warrior, every soldier back home onto the field in Jesus' name, by your Spirit, by your anointing. Father God, those that are weak in the faith and preaching a compromised message, Father God, let them preach with boldness, Father God, and clear direction. Send anointing, Father God. We pray that you would strengthen TBN, Father God. Strengthen Daystar, Father God. Strengthen Bentley Hunt in the name of Jesus. Strengthen Brother Joel in Lakewood Church in the name of Jesus. Strengthen every believer that, Father God, strengthen them right now in the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, Father God. Strengthen them right now to stand strong in Jesus' name. Father God, if there be anyone anywhere that feels like giving up, give them supernatural strength. Father God, we right now pray for Brother David Sawyer, Father God, as he's in the process of deciding, Father God, that you would strengthen him, that you would renew his strength, Father God, that your perfect will would be done in Pastor David Sawyer and the House of Faith Church right now in the name of Jesus. And we curse every plan of the devil over this geographic area. We pray that the believer, Father God, that the word that you place in the believer's heart, that would come to fruition. And I pray over every individual in this room that you would give them authority on their jobs, Father God, authority in their living, in their dwelling places, Father God, authority in the city, in the name of Jesus, Father God. increase them and give them word and give them a voice, Father God. Right now, Father God, that they would be able to accomplish much, Father God. There are several individuals in this room right now, Father God, that you're ready to promote. And I pray by your spirit you'd bring it about. For promotion doesn't come from man. It doesn't come from the north, south, east, and the west. But promotion comes from above. It comes from you, Father God. So you increase your people and protect your people. You bless your people and fortify them that no weapon formed against them would be able to prosper in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Father God. And those that we've been praying for and believing for, Father God, our relatives, our employees and employers, Father God, and co-workers, Father God, do something supernatural this week. Father God, we pray for Kathy as she goes home to her family this week, Father God, to minister to her mother. Father God, I pray that the anointing of the Holy Ghost would be upon her, Father God, that she's a light to her mom, that she's a light to her dad, Father God. And I pray for Tracy right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I pray for total restoration in the name of Jesus. I pray for supernatural joy for Tracy right now in the name of Jesus. Fill her with the Holy Ghost and give her stay power in Jesus' name. I pray, what's your daughter's name again, Billy? Hallelujah. I pray for Susie, Father God. We encourage ourselves and our faith concerning Susie right now in the name of Jesus. Susie, we call you in Jesus' name. Be saved. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. Any devil, any demonic force that's holding her captive, I pray that his power be broken. Set the captives free right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, everyone that you've marked for your glory, Father God, set them free in the name of Jesus. I pray for Rex's two sons and his daughter right now in the name of Jesus, that deliverance would come in Jesus' name. Deliverance in Jesus' name. I pray for Corey Burks right now in the name of Jesus. Supernatural deliverance. Restore his faith. Restore his joy. Restore his anointing right now in the name of Jesus. We believe you, God. You can do anything and you will as long as we trust you to do it. Right now in the name. I pray for Nisi right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, work a miracle right down there in the name of Jesus. Work a miracle on her behalf. I agree with Sister Wilma for her entire family in the name of Jesus. You are God. You can do it. Only you can do it in Jesus' name. Father God, I pray for Mary Hensley right now that you would strengthen her in her body, strengthen her in her mind, strengthen her in her faith. She will not give out. She will not give in, but she'll stay strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Strengthen your people in Jesus' name. Supernatural strength in the name of Jesus. A new confession, a new joy. Fill him with the Holy Ghost. Fill him with the Holy Ghost and your power and your love in Jesus' name. Father God, there's some people that are being tested in their finances. The devil's trying to tease them about their job. Hallelujah. I pray for those that have been laid off. Hallelujah. And their jobs seem to be giving out right now in the name of Jesus. Ha, ha, ha. Devil, I pray that you would give them back. Amen. What you're trying to steal for them. Contracts, Father God. Oh, you will not attack their finances. I rebuke you, devil. Get your hand off their finances and get your hand off of their jobs. In Jesus' name, back off. Hallelujah. Cover them in your blood in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. Say, I shall be blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Woo-hoo, we're learning about confidence. Hallelujah, confidence and encouragement. Please do not miss Wednesday night. And we'll go there. And we already preach about most of it, so there's only about a page left to go, so it's not going to be that long. Amen. But you need to learn how to have the courage that David had to go back and get what the devil stole from you. Hallelujah. Did you enjoy tonight? I did. Amen. So y'all be blessed. Wednesday, we got Bible study. Thursday at Bell's house, New Testament survey. Amen. This Bible study is at Billy's house, this watering word seed. Oh, that's heavy. That's some good stuff. Watering word seed is some good stuff class. Rex, when are the men going to breakfast? The third Saturday, men are going out in the breakfast. At a dive down, amen, AAA restaurant. I'll be there. I'm be there because you're going to pay for my breakfast. You're going too in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You look good, Ben. Look at you. Who you think you are lately? Amen. Trying to get all decked out. Amen. Put us on some good music, Brother Will. If we don't have any, give Wilma a mic. She'll sing. Hallelujah. Wilma's got a video of her son. That's getting married. She's got a son that's getting married. Y'all see her video? They sent her a video. She's a beautiful. Did you see it? Did you see it yet, the video? Did you see the video yet? Praise the Lord. Lord. Wasn't it good to have Denise was in church this morning? Praise God. It was good. Did you figure where the song was? We're finished. Hallelujah. Okay, he said it's playing out there. That means we got to go out there. Amen. Hallelujah. Give Will a hand. Say you're doing a good job, Will. Praise God.